is Allison. We are in the Nooshigak, Dillingham Harbor. I've been around. I feel like I should know more, but that's up to me, right? My deckhand and I were going out, and it's just me and her, and we've had some boat problems, so we've had a couple retorts, like, we're going out there now, and like people are like, well, you're crazy. I'm like, well, maybe, but we're still going to go out and fish. But our biggest problem was we caught a tree, and we handled it, but it was our biggest problem so far. Like, I was anticipating, like, wind, water, like, mechanical issues, but we caught a tree instead. Yeah, it was the length of our boat. We were just in a tide rip that was catching fish, so that's why I sat there. And then I noticed what I called the bird condos heading for our net, like crap. So we tried to tow away from it, tow toward it, like anything that tree wanted, we were willing to do. But the tree was having its way, so it started to come aboard. When you hear your net web popping, then that sounds like a hole in your purse, a hole in your man wallet. It sounds like you're just losing money already. And the tree, I don't think there's much good price for trees. So we needed that out. But it was this thing is not going to bend. And it's waterlogged. And it's probably more stubborn than me because I'm not that old yet. I was thinking, well, maybe we could just take it with us and have steam wood. But we couldn't both get it on board. It would have taken... We would have to bring it up over the roller, which is like, okay, we're not lumberjacks, we're trying to be fishermen here, so let's just get this thing away from us. So we pulled it up halfway, we lassoed it, we yelled at it, we tied it off on the cleat so you can come with us forever, just please stop screwing with our net. And then eventually we were trying to pull it in and we're like, well, I think we just have to do what the tree wants, which is to ebb out. So we had to just put it back in the water and then just carefully escort it around our bow, which it liked. We saw the problem coming and I anticipated the problem, but what I didn't anticipate was like sucking up 2 hours of our time. And then I thought the worst was over. Like, there's two people on a boat fishing. Like, we're not that crazy. We got over that hump.